Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. If I tell a child 100 times, "You need to work as a team," he'll nod and then go right back to playing by himself. That's something I came to understand while sorting through old educational records. I came across a class schedule from December 2015. 5 days a week, 3 different camp programs, an organic tea farm in Pinglin, a 3-day voice and expression camp, and a full-day outdoor experience on Yangmingshan under the theme, "I am Tarzan." At first glance, it looked like an end-of-term free-for-all, but when I read through the design notes for each session, not a single one had been scheduled casually. The most critical element was the closing challenge, scaling a high wall. The design logic behind this kind of activity comes down to one thing: the wall is built to a height that no single person can clear on their own. If you want to get over it, someone has to crouch down as a base, someone has to pull from the top, and how to get the very last person up is a problem the whole team has to solve together. That is precisely where a genuine community of shared fate takes shape, a common goal combined with real mutual dependence. This is something almost impossible to teach through words alone. But let a child live through the experience of "I cannot get past this unless everyone figures it out together," and that experience lodges itself in the body. In 2024, Jonathan Haidt's The Anxious Generation argued for giving children back the real world. That is a subtractive move. My sense is that the sequence should go like this: first, subtract, bring children back into the real world, then add, give them something that must be accomplished together. Subtraction clears the ground. Addition is what makes things happen, because social development, the education of how to live with others, is simply not something a child can practice alone at home.